Hello, Lindsay Shaw. Welcome to Upcoming Dis. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Hello.
Well, I got a chance to see the movie Love Me. I also got a chance to interview Jamie. We had some technical difficulties, so I can't post it. So I'm hoping to get some of that information out of you now.
Oh, all right.
Well, I guess the thing I should ask first, which I usually ask most people I interview for the first time, is so how did you get into this acting? How'd you get the bug?
Oh, man. It feels like so long ago at this point. I was 12 when I moved to California to start to do this. And I don't even know if I knew what it was at that point, but my mom kind of always had me involved in things where I was entertaining or making people laugh or, going to pageants or doing this kind of thing. She kind of always had me out there. And then we had this opportunity to move to California and, I don't know, obviously it was stars aligning and fate and whatever, I was supposed to come out here because I don't really have an explanation for why it happened, but it's pretty awesome that it did. And then I was just able to stay out here, I didn't even really know what it was except that I knew that I liked when they laughed and I felt like I knew how to do that pretty naturally. That it's just an instinct that I had. So yeah, I don't know. And then sort of as I kept working and I was like, oh, that's what it is. This is like an art. It's a craft. I get it. I started to understand what I was doing a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of always been in me.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time with it. It sounds like it's something you really enjoy.
It's my life's work, I feel. I love this job so much.
And I know that a lot of our listeners here at Upcoming Dis probably know you best as the Paige character from Pretty Little Liars. How's that gig go?
It's great. Paige actually returned to Rosewood last night in the episode, and it was great.
Well, I'm sure that I guess that was like going home a little bit, huh?
Oh yeah, exactly. So to hear all of the fans' responses and that they missed me and that they're they miss Paige and that they're happy she's back feels really good, and it's always a warm reception over there with that fan base. They are the most devoted fans of all time.
Well, that's wonderful. And now we have this feature film, Love Me. So how did that come to your attention? How'd you get involved with Love Me?
I had actually auditioned for a project previously that Dolphin Entertainment was doing, and they kind of just sent this script over. I didn't I that role, but I sent me this script and they offered it to me and I read it, and right off the bat it reminded me of Fear, Mark Wahlberg, Reese Witherspoon, and that's one of my favorite movies from when I was younger. So that's really why I wanted to do it. So yeah, then I got on a plane and went to Calgary and we started doing it.
Well, great. And Rick Botta, the director, I have heard from others that he's very much a actor's teaching type of director, that he's very good at offering good notes. He's very good at getting the kind of performances he wanted. Did you find that kind of experience with him?
Absolutely. He's one of the best that I've ever worked with. Incredibly communicative and sensitive, and just knew what was going on, knew what was up. You felt so confident with him leading the ship, and like I've said, Rick is this big guy. You don't expect him to be so sensitive, and when he's breaking down this love story so beautifully and gently for you, it was just a really wonderful help to me and Jamie. Jamie and I sort of are these opposites, and it was really helpful for Rick to, help us break down these really pivotal scenes, these big scenes, and make them work. So.
And the two of you are together for pretty much most of the film. I mean, you two are the kind of focus of the film. So what was it like working with Jamie? Did you guys build a pretty good rapport?
Absolutely, man. Like I said, we're complete opposites. So I think I would annoy him and annoy me, but in best way. We kind of push each other in different ways, and he's such a good guy. He's such a kind guy, and we had a blast together. I think we really trusted each other and pushed each other and supported each other. make this relationship really authentic, and I think that's what it comes off. I think it's a very unique relationship, and I think actually believe that they have sort of fallen into the trance with each other from the first time they see each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Well, there is that kind of moodiness to it, and you actually go through quite a few phases with, I don't want to give a lot away about the film, but you go through a lot of phases about how you feel about your character feels about his character and such. And because movies aren't done in a linear fashion, how difficult was it for you to remember where you were in your feelings towards the character at a particular time?
You know, that's a struggle with every project, with every movie that you do. And that's where a good director comes in. And that's where Rick really helped us temper the levels of where we were, because you get so carried away and caught up in the intensity of this. You know, you don't gauge where this is at in the story. You think, well, this is my intention, and this is, you know, and it was that's where Rick was especially helpful. And
And because it was so heavy at times in the film, I get the impression, and watching the extras on the disc, the viewers will get the same impression, that you guys had a really good time and did a lot of things to kind of lighten things up on the set. Was that really to help kind of get rid of that moodiness that hung over you as you were in character?
Absolutely. That's such a great word for it, moodiness. And I think that's what everybody on this set, definitely, moodiness all around. And we definitely, you know, you have to just sit there in that moody stew for so long that
exactly.
If you just do something to break it up, you know, I think you have to. I think your mind has to go there after a while. I don't think you're capable of being serious when you walk off set. I think you just, you know, you get silly. We definitely went silly a lot up there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm told that the two of you shared a love of music, that you talked about music a lot. And, of course, music was a very big central part of the film. Rick Boda used music a lot to set a mood or set a tone. Did that have anything to do with your activity in the film itself?
What do you mean, activity?
Well, just being a music lover and the two of you sharing music, do you think that had anything to do with how you got into the parts?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Rick would put something on his iPod and just sort of like, we'd all just have this little jam session, Jamie and I and him, and, you know, go through the scene and sort of feel the beats. And that absolutely, I mean, Rick's sort of musical sense, and Jamie is actually in a band and he plays, you know, it made it very musical. And I think music can be so tragic in some regards, you know, but
yeah.
Help you see the tragedy, feel the tragedy, you know, and so it made it all the more emotional, I think, to have such a musical component to real life people and to the characters as well.
Well, and it carried over into the characters' relationship in the film. That's how they first get together, is through music, through giving a CD. So I was just wondering if some of that from real life carried over into there.
Yes, it did.
So what was the hardest part about doing this film?
The hardest part was honestly the hardest part of doing this movie was this hold in Calgary.
Oh?
Yes, that's what the hardest part of this movie was. And for having to drive a stick shift that I didn't know how to drive, that was Sylvia's car.
Oh, okay. You know, Jamie said the same thing about the Porsche he had to drive, that he had to get used to.
Are
the,
you
the
kidding?
Number of speeds.
He was amazing in that thing.
Well, he said he wasn't used to that number of speeds at first.
He looked like a badass the whole time, and I kept choking the car out, or whatever you call it.
Now, what about the go-karts? Now, that looked like fun.
Oh, okay. Well, I smoked him on the go-karts, okay?
Uh-huh.
The go-karts were amazing, except that we did that at late at night, and it was the coldest thing I have ever experienced in my life. I had to stop. My hands were frozen, but it was a blast. It was basically like race around this racetrack with this camera attached to you. And we just got to do that, and I definitely smoked Jamie.
Well, that sounds like fun. And, you know, to me, and I mentioned this to him as well, it seemed to me that some of the most natural interaction happened there in that short little scene between them before they take off in the go-karts. I thought that was some of the more natural chemistry and interaction. I think that's what really showed what they had between them more than even the long-drawn out moody scenes.
Absolutely. No, for sure. That levity, I think absolutely, because they're two characters where, you know, they're not that light, you know. Right. Sylvia kind of puts on this air, but they're both very, very heavy. So to see that levity between them was really organic and spontaneous and nice.
Yeah, I kind of almost wish there was more of that.
I know. Actually, you know what? When Rick and I were doing ADR for the movie, we were like, you know, we wish there would have been more of that. He actually picked out that specific scene as well. Mm-hmm. And he was like, we got to do a comedy together because this is, you know, this is where the movie, you know, could go into, you know, more of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. And even though it's a very short scene, it still stands out in me in seeing the film.
It's so cool that you picked that out.
Well, now, do you think that that has to do with the fact that it was light because you guys were having fun with the go-karts? Or do you think because it was one of the last things, you guys had really gotten the chemistry down?
You know, I don't think you ever really, there's nothing to get about chemistry. It's either it flows for a scene or it's a little more work, you know. And for that one, it was just so natural. We were both comfortable. I think we were both excited to get on the go-karts. I think weren't thinking about, oh, this is such a big, heavy scene. You know, I think it was just a nice, light break from everything. And I,
right.
you know. And I think we were about to go ride go-karts, you know, and I think we were just excited.
Yeah, I bet you were. And now what about the rest of the cast? You got to hang around with Sylvia had her little friends there, and she had some kind of off-and-on situations with them. How was your chemistry in working with the ladies?
Oh, it was great. Caitlin, who plays Daylin.
Right.
She was awesome. She is the sweetest little thing. She is just a little bit of a thing, and she was great. We kind of played the, you know, there was some tension and some animosity and some jealousy in our relationship, obviously.
Yes.
But all good friends got to go through that, and obviously they got through it in the end. And, you know, they really cared about it. They care about each other. And Katie, you know, that was her first film. And she just, I mean, I was surprised with how much confidence and how well she did. You know, she really created her character, and she worked hard. And, you know, I had a great time with the both of them.
Well, it's very much a character-driven story. There's no question about that. There's not, you
Absolutely.
Know, this is very much a character-driven story. And you guys did a great job. So what's next for you?
Well, pilot season and another horror film called No One Lives, being released by Anchor Bay. I'm not sure the date. Don't even want to speculate as to that. But it should be within the next couple months.
Well, I'm going to keep my eye out for the title and look forward to seeing it.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, thank you for taking the time to share with us today, and look forward to seeing you in the next film.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, bye.